We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Staff, I got to be honest with you. I think people who are still wedded to the traditional five-man rotation, man, they're wedded to a game that's not being played today. It's just not the way that it is. There's a reason why it's harder to get a hit in today's game than it's been since the DH began in 1973. And that's because of the quality and depth of pitching. And the Brewers maximize how they use their pitchers.
I know, going to the American League, I know that the Astros have 41 wins. The Minnesota Twins have 40. It's been a tremendous turnaround for that franchise the last couple of years. But are the Yankees the best team in the American League with their roster when their roster is fully healthy?
Yeah, I'll say this. They have the biggest upside, right? Because you mentioned their injuries this year, they have played great, winning basically two out of every three games with not just injured players, but injured impact players. So they're going to get healthier. They're going to get better. So, yeah, I think the upside there is tremendous. Their bullpen is just, it's spectacular. They're, I think, now 31-0, and they had lead after seven innings. They really shortened the game. You know, you could say that they gave you 21 outs instead of 27 because it's pretty much locked down. If you get to the seventh, eighth inning, you're behind the Yankees. I still like the Houston Astros when they're fully healthy just because Verlander and Cole, especially in a postseason scenario, they can win games themselves. The Yankees don't have that kind of a starting pitcher. But you make a good point about all the injuries the Yankees had, how well they've played, and I do expect they're going to be better. I don't buy into this theory that, you know, when Judge and Stanton and Gregorius come back, that will disrupt for the quote-unquote chemistry. No, they're going to get better. They are a very deep team.
I like the Boston Red Sox, but the Tampa Bay Rays are exciting. I know that six people go to watch them, but they're an exciting baseball team. I like the fact that they it seems like Punxsutawney Phil, once every 3, 4, 5 years, they're going to come out and see their own shadow, and they're going to go, okay, let's go play some baseball. It just seems like they're going to get a resurgence every now and then, and they're back at it again this season.
Yeah, well, they really can pitch and play defense. And the offense actually turned out to be way better than I expected. A big part of that has been Austin Meadows, the guy they picked up in the Archer deal last year with Pittsburgh. And by the way, if the Tampa Bay Rays called me and they were asking about a trade, I would hang up the phone before I made a mistake. Because they seem to win every trade. It's amazing the way they identify undervalued talent. And look at their roster, whether it's Pham or Meadows or Glasnow. It's just populated with a lot of guys who they acquired in trades or they signed under the radar as free agents, low-level free agents, obviously, who have really popped for them. They've got a great way of going about playing the game. I think they remind me a little bit of Milwaukee in the way they run their pitching staff. It's pretty much anybody at any time, and they have a great system, if you will. We talk a lot about college football systems and the offenses. The Rays kind of have a system with the way they play baseball, the way they frame pitches, the way they sequence with their starting pitchers and the pitches they throw. And, man, it works. I think that team is legit. I picked them as a wild card team. I don't think they're going to fade. I think people are kind of waiting for that to happen in the second half, but I think this team is legitimately good.
Tom, I appreciate all the time, and thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon down the road, too, okay?
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Tom Verducci, the MLB Network, Fox Sports, and Sports Illustrated, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. The first 15,000 fans, by the way, going to tonight's Brewers game at Miller Park, they're going to get an MLB Network tote bag, and you can watch Tom across the MLB Network programming all throughout the season. But tonight, if you're going to the game, look for that, because you're going to get the MLB tote bag tonight if you're one of the first 15,000 fans through the gates down at Miller Park as they take on the Miami Marlins in Game 1 of this three-game set. Don't forget Chase Anderson on the hill tonight, making his 11th appearance and his sixth start of the season. Anderson started last Thursday at Pittsburgh, got an 11-5 win, went five innings, six hits, just a couple of runs, both earned a walk, five strikeouts, gave up that one long ball. He's made his first five appearances of the season out of the bullpen and went 1-0 with a 4.50 ERA. He has since gone 2-0 with a 2.78 ERA as a starter, and Anderson is 3-2 with a 3.57 ERA and seven starts against the Marlins. So he's on the upside there, 40 and a third innings pitch, 16 earned runs, including a one zip, 1-0 with a 2.70 ERA and two starts last season against them. So he has had success. So hopefully they get off on the right foot tonight, coming up against the Marlins later this evening at Miller Park. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. They can do it with a 98% success rate and vote of confidence. That's all but curing you of some of the issues. So make sure you give them a call, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451 if you have low T. Maybe you don't know if you have low T. Call them, set up an appointment, go on in. It takes you about 10, 15 minutes, and you'll find out what's going on. If you're tired, if you're moody, if you don't have any energy, no stamina, they can help you out. Also, if you're looking to lose some weight and want to start shedding some of the pounds, getting ready for T-shirt season, which is almost upon us, make sure you give them a call, 414-455-4451. That is the Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Question for you. Travis Shaw back in the, you would assume, back in the lineup beginning tonight. Keston here is down. Travis Shaw is back up. Moose probably going back to second. Shaw probably going back to third. My question is this. How much time do you give, in your opinion, Travis Shaw to say, okay, you either have it or you don't? How much time are you going to give him? I mean, a realistic shot at saying, okay, let's start to fix this a little bit. I'm crossing my fingers that Travis Shaw comes up and starts giving you a 2-for-3 night consistently for the next month. But I want to know, as a fan, how much time are you giving it? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MilHockeyTalkLine. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
We are back. We are glad you are here. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. Hey, don't forget, coming up tomorrow night at the Budweiser Pavilion out of Wisconsin State Fair Park, Cherry Pie, the 80s rockers, on the stage tomorrow night. Should be fun. I'm sure at some point you're going to see Chuck Freeman out there, our buddy Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM, The Fan Morning Show. Chuck has got to get out there on a Wednesday night for Cherry Pie. That's right up his alley, man. Chuck should be out there in his Def Leppard concert tour T-shirt, just rocking it out. And then when they do REO Speedwagon, they'll probably invite Chuck up on stage. But that being said, tomorrow night, big 80s night. 80s rock hair band, you got Cherry Pie on stage tomorrow evening out at the Wisconsin State Fair Park, the Budweiser Pavilion. It's all brought to you by Bud Light. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. And tomorrow night, they always do a charity. They did Camp Hometown Heroes last week. There's always a charity for Split the Pot. And last week, I think it was $500 or $600 they're giving to these charities. It's a great thing. It's a lot of fun that they have out there and always a good time. Some good food as well. The mini corn dogs are back. That was my big thrill. The mini corn dogs are back, so I'm geeked up about it. So see you out there tomorrow night. So Travis Shaw back and most likely going to be in the lineup. Moose back over at second. Travis Shaw over at third base. We'll have to figure out who's going to be at first base, but you know RC is over at short, and then you've got your regular lineup of outfielders. So my question is this. With Travis Shaw coming back, Keston Hira going down, how much rope, if you will, are you giving Travis Shaw? You going to give him a little time? Just say, hey, you know what? Look, you've struggled. We all know that. Travis Shaw hitting 163 right now. He doesn't need to be reminded of that. 548 OPS. Okay? Couple of dingers, four dingers on the season. Nothing huge, nothing to write home about. But we know that Travis Shaw is a better best baseball player than this, right? We know he's better than this. He's got 135 at bats. He scored 11 runs, but only 22 hits to show for it. Only four doubles, no triples, four dingers. Only 8 RBI, 50 strikeouts, 17 walks, and an on-base percentage of 266. How much rope are you giving Travis Shaw? 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike on the south side. Mike, welcome to the program, man. What's happening?
Bill, long time. I think the last time we talked was game four of the Bucks.
Oh.
Toronto.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get to Sean May. I was wondering if you were down at the Rumble Sunday.
No, I wasn't. I had some things going on, but I was not at the Rumble on Sunday.
Oh, everyone, their dog was there. I got to meet Earl Dotson. We were talking a lot down there.
Okay.
Got to wear the Super Bowl ring.
That's awesome.
And I guess they're having a big ride next weekend with Henderson.
Yeah.
His charity.
Yep. Yep. There's a couple of rides going on. As a matter of fact, it's not this weekend. It is next weekend, the 15th. I'm doing a ride with the former governor, Scott Walker.
Oh, wow.
I've been invited to do. And the reason I've been invited to go is because the benefit is for that his final ride, so to speak, is going to benefit the Fisher House. And they've asked me to speak and be a part of the check acceptance. So that's one of his last motorcycle rides. So I'm going to be doing that actually on the 15th.
Yeah, that Earl Dotson, what a nice guy.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be bigger.
Yep.
But the Travis Shaw thing?
Yeah.
30 home runs 2 years in a row?
Mm-hmm.
I think they owe it, don't they? Well, I'm not going to. Do they owe it to him to give him a little time?
I think you, in the back of your mind, have to say this guy's got that potential. You can't just give up on it. I completely agree with that. I think what they're trying to do is to say, much like people say, a couple things. One is you want to give a veteran an opportunity. Two is you want to say, okay, this guy has this in him. You know it's going to come out eventually, so you better catch it, you know, in the majors. And three, that if you do want to make a trade, then you have that ability to say, hey, we've, you know, this guy's numbers are back where they should be. Look at the power numbers he can bring you, and maybe some team out there wants to take. I mean, I don't know the specifics, and I don't know what David Stearns is thinking, but if he hits the ball, there's nothing but positives regarding that.
And real quick, the Hera?
Yeah, Keston Hera.
Yeah, I think, you know, if the longer they kept him up, you know, second time through some of these lineups and some scouting reports,
mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want him to go. It seems every time you bring a guy like that up, you know, they beat the world and then they go into a slump. And then I'll hang up because I know you got a lot more callers.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you. And, you know, keep doing the rides. All the charities out there are fantastic. Look, Keston Hira has adjusted and adapted every level of Major League Baseball, and minor league baseball for that matter. So there's no reason to think that all of a sudden, because Major League Baseball pitchers are going to suddenly find a weak spot, that he's not going to be able to adapt and adjust. We'll just wait and see how long that adaptation takes. But everything has pointed to Keston Hira being a successful baseball player in Major League Baseball. So he got up, he got a taste. Most minor leaguers that come up that get that taste and perform, most of them will find their way back to the minor league system only because of the numbers and the options. So it's not unprecedented to say that, you know, hey, a top draft choice is going to end up going back down and continue his, you know, kind of honing his skills, if you will, down there before they make it back to the majors. So it's not unheard of. It's not like we're doing something, the Milwaukee Brewers are doing something that's never been heard of before. They're doing something that everybody does. It's just that when you're bringing back a guy, as I had mentioned, it's hitting 163 with an on-base percentage of 266 and an OPS of 548, compared to a guy like Keston Hira, who was hitting 281 with an on-base percentage of 333 and an OPS of 865 and a slugging percentage of 531 in a brief stint in 64 at-bats as opposed to 135 at-bats, already had 5 home runs and 9 RBIs as opposed to 4 home runs and 8 RBIs and more than double the amount of at-bats. That's why people are going, wait, what are you doing? Why are you screwing with this? So it's not unheard of. They're hoping that Travis Shaw bounces out of this. But the question then becomes, and I think it's a legitimate question, how much of a leash are you giving Travis Shaw in your mind to come back and get this right? Real quick, let's go to Doug listening to us in Green Bay on WNFL up there. Doug, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Doing good. Pretty short leash, Bill.
How many games or how many weeks?
I ain't talking weeks. I'm going to say maybe 3 series, 25 at-bats at most.
Okay.
You're going to tell right away. He lets the inner third or the inner two-thirds of the plate, he's letting all those pitches go by for strikes. And that's right in his wheelhouse. Last year, that was right in his wheelhouse, middle of the plate in just a little bitty turn on that ball and just crush it. He let all those all those pitches go for strikes all year long. He's swinging at pitches that are on the outside corner. That's the pitch that it seems like he's really looking for. Mm-hmm. Everything else on the inner half of the plate, he's letting go. Perfect pitches. He'll tell right away. He's got to swing at the pitches that are on the inside half of the plate. That's in his wheelhouse, and if he, you know, just looked at the film, you should see that this year compared to last year. I don't know what he did in the minors, but at least he's going to be short.
Yeah, he didn't do a ton in the minors. He's only hitting 230-something, I believe, down in the minors.
235 with a 681 OPS.
Yeah, 235 down in the minors. So it wasn't like he was lighting up. Doug, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening. So Doug says, look, three series, 20-something at bats, that's it. Get him out. If he's not hitting the ball by then you're going to know. He's got six games at home. He's got six games at home. And then you're going to find out if, in put it this way, if he's in game six against Pittsburgh, okay? Because you got three against the Marlins, three against the Pirates. If he's in game three against Pittsburgh, say on Sunday, that 1-10 start, on Christian Yelich bobblehead day, which is completely sold out, by the way. If he is sitting there, say, 1-for-24 going into that game, if he goes an 0-for in that game or has issues in that game, that might turn ugly, depending, especially if they lose a game in dramatic, ugly fashion. So I'm really hoping that he comes in, starts punching his ticket against a really weak Marlins team, and then kind of takes it from there and gets that confidence and then has a good series against Pittsburgh. Then who knows? You go into Houston. You got a pretty good road trip after that, remember, because you go to Houston. You get an off day next Monday. Two quick ones with Houston, an off day, and then you've got the West Coast swing because you've got three against San Francisco, three against San Diego, and then you get that four-game series coming back to Milwaukee with Cincinnati, three against the Mariners, and three against the Pirates to close out the month, because you got a pretty good homestand in that period of time, a 10-game homestand. All right, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. I want to remind you that there's a lot of stuff that goes in your gas, and that's the summer blend. Sometimes people always want to know about the summer blend and what it means. Basically, look, this. The summer blend is just a reconfiguring of gasoline. So the more expensive the summer it is than the winter because of the reformulated blends, on and on and on. We all know that. But don't forget, this is a perfect time to try the unleaded 88 in your car. If it's newer than 2001, or maybe you have a flex fuel vehicle, now's the time to try E85. All the gasolines have additives to bring up the octane, safe for your vehicle. E15 or E85 saves you money on the regular unleaded at the pump, okay? Try it. Check it out. Ethanol is cheaper than raw gas. The more ethanol, the cheaper it gets. And it supports and does a lot of good things for the Wisconsin biofuels plants here in the state of Wisconsin, the farmers in Wisconsin as well, the corn growers. Check out all the facts at wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. Go there. See for yourself how it can help you out and save you a little bit of time and pain at the pump. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Henry Ellenson, the New York Knick, former Marquette Golden Eagle, going to be here joining us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Don't forget our friends over at Quick Trip. They want to remind you, professional drivers, the Quick Fleet Card is out. Quick Rewards Fleet Card is out. Just stop in any Quick Trip or Quick Star. Go in and pick it up. Register online. You are good to go. Start tracking your points. It's all there for you, the professional driver. And you can earn everything from sodas and coffees and showers where the amenities are available. There's a lot out there to offer. And you got to go take advantage of it all from Quick Trip and Quick Star. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, former Marquette Golden Eagle, now with the New York Knicks, Henry Ellenson is here. Henry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Now, are you in New York or are you cruising around the mighty Rice Lake?
No, I'm in New York, and I've been actually out here for the last 4 weeks working out.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I'll start with this. Do you feel you made the right decision leaving Marquette right away?
Yeah, I do, 100%. You know, I know my first couple years in the league hasn't gone as planned for me, But, you know, I feel like I'm finding a good opportunity here with New York, and I'm grateful for the position I'm in. I couldn't imagine doing any other way.
I was going to say, are you settled in now in the NBA? You kind of got your feet about you?
Yeah, you know, just finished up my third year at 22, and that's crazy to think. But I'm almost turning into a vet. But, yeah, I got my feet on the ground. I've learned a lot over these 3 years. I still got a lot to learn. But, you know, it's a good position to be in.
So you got a basketball camp coming up, which is one of the reasons we wanted to get you on the program. But it's going to be taking place in Rice Lake, which is obviously near and dear to your heart, and so many good people up there. One of our fine affiliates are up there. So real quick, we wanted to also get you on to tell people about what's going on in Rice Lake at your basketball academy.
Yeah, I got my third annual Ellenson Basketball Academy. It's coming up quick, Tuesday, June 11th, from 9 to 3, ages 8 to 14. And we got Jimmy John's subs, Adidas apparel. It's going to be fun. I just want to help grow these campers' games by sharing my love for the game. So it's always exciting. I got new skills and drills. We always have a great time.
I do got to ask you, are you going to be able to hang around a couple weeks and maybe join everybody over there at that Celebrity Golf Classic?
You know, I would love to. I haven't been asked about that, but I've been hitting the course a couple times this summer. I've been learning. Getting better, and so, yeah, I think, I don't know if I've been talked to about that one yet.
I got to get our guy Tom Kozer up there at our radio station. Yeah. He's got to get you in on that. It's always a good one. Larry the Cable Guy, everybody comes down for that thing.
I know, you got to make the connection for me.
So if you're in town, I'll make sure right after the show I'll get you to hook up and make sure that they get an invite out to you, because Turtleback, you know Turtleback. Turtleback's a great golf course,
beautiful
man.
Beautiful golf course.
Yeah.
Beautiful golf course. Yeah.
Absolutely. So
yeah,
when
I've been golfing a lot.
Yeah, have you really?
Yeah, I have been. I've been doing all right. I'm just kind of getting started. So
okay, got to ask you about your basketball camp though. It's going to be at Rice Lake High School. We all know that. So when kids show up, doesn't matter whatever the youth academy is, because you've got on Tuesday, June 11th, from 9 to 3, and campers age 8 to 14. So yeah. when you bring these kids in, what are you trying to teach them?
You know, for me, it's just kind of teaching them the skills and fundamentals. I know a lot about this game, just been playing for so many years. And, you know, I want to teach them the fundamentals of shooting, of ball handling, and, you know, also being creative on the court and trying to push their skills to another level. And just really getting a ball in their hands and challenge them, try to get them outside their comfort zone and help them grow.
Also, I wanted to ask you, when it comes to the NBA, what have you learned? And you're now going, you know, 3 years and getting your feet wet and being able to kind of be established, as you said, kind of becoming a vet guy, and you're watching these teams go into the postseason. What have you learned through the NBA versus what you've learned in college?
You know, for college, for me, it was a whirlwind. You know, I was only there for so long, just a season. And, you know, I think it seems like forever ago for me, what's crazy to even think. But, you know, the difference from the league is just the everyday grind and getting better, just kind of having to have the self-confidence to keep pushing yourself, because there's a lot of games, but I wasn't able to touch the court for a lot of them too. So I just had to keep that mentality of staying in the gym, keep pushing myself, because I was a guy who was always used to playing so much and always having the ball in my hand. And now being a guy who you know, has to be a guy who can catch knockdown shots or make a simple play. And, you know, I think just learning that, learning the self-confidence to keep pushing and keep going, just knowing what you got is something I learned a lot in the league.
Hey, also, do you pay much attention? Do you still follow Marquette now that you're gone?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And give me your thoughts on, I mean, obviously an early exit out of the tournament. Nobody wanted to see that. But then they go ahead and extend the contract to Bojo.
Right, yep. And then I know with the Hauser brothers leaving, a lot of people were shocked by that too.
Yeah. Did it surprise you that they left?
You know, I think a little bit. I'd say for sure I had no clue that they were going to leave. But I know those two are great guys. You know, I came in my freshman class. We were top 10 a recruiting class that year, 2015, and you know, we had Tracy Carter, Haneef Cheatham, and obviously Sakar, who's going to be a senior next year because he redshirted and Matt Hell just graduated. But two of those guys transferred. I know Sandy Cohen, who was a guy who had a really good end of his career at Green Bay. He was a guy who got me to transfer in Dwayne. So, you know, it's interesting for sure. I think Bojo, yeah, he's tough to play for, but I'll give Bojo the credit that he'll let you play. I think all the guys who were there got a chance to play, like the Hauser brothers. I don't know if it was any, because obviously they're on the court. They're getting the minutes. I was shocked about Sam, but I know Joey was always a big fan of Michigan State because when I was in Detroit, Coach Fife and Izzo were like, hey, we got to get this Joey Hauser over to Michigan, kind of like the same situation I was in with my older brother being at Marquette. He was asking me, how can we try to get Joey? And I wasn't one to be recruiting, but, you know, I'm not too shocked about Joey, but Sam I am. But, you know, they're both great guys, and I only wish the best for them, just like I wish the best for the Marquette program.
Henry, always good to talk to you. You got your basketball camp coming up. For those that want the information on it, again, it's the Henry Ellison Second Annual Basketball Academy, Rice Lake, Wisconsin, at Rice Lake High School. It is coming up Tuesday, June 11th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's for ages 8 to 14. If you wanted more information, you can just go over to the Rice Lake High School website and find it. It's all right there. Henry, always good to talk to you, my friend, and I will put a call in to Tom Koser to see if he can't get you an invite to the Celebrity Golf Classic, okay?
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Henry Ellenson joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, a big supporter of our motorcycle ride that benefits the Fisher House, Wisconsin. Can't say thanks enough to them. Make it a summer to remember. At Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc. There's rides, live entertainment, bike nights, a lot of good stuff coming up. And they are the landing spot for our motorcycle ride, which is right around the corner. It is Sunday, September 1st. That is Sunday, September 1st. And we can't do this without you. We've been talking about it for quite some time now. So, by the way, we've got some terrific sponsors on board. One of the big new ones that came on board this year, that is our friends at the Four Seasons Resort. They are holding that grand opening that is coming up this weekend. If you're looking for a quick weekend getaway, a one-tang trip, they are in Pembine, Wisconsin. It is beautiful there. They have new ownership in place. They've been restoring this beautiful old historic resort that still has a lot of the modern amenities in it, so you're not going to freak out over anything by not being able to connect to anything. A lot of modern amenities, beautiful indoor pool, small golf course here if you want to go take the sticks and chip around a little bit. And it's just an awesome place. I can't say enough about it. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a weekend getaway, check this place out. Again, it's TheFourSeasonsWI.com, TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Go there. Tell them I sent you. And Jake Klein, by the way, is the general manager. Go and tell Jake. Say, Bill Michael sent me up here for a great weekend just to get away, relax. Maybe it's a good place to reconnect with that significant other. Whatever. Go enjoy yourself and have a good time down in the bar as well. They're a big supporter of our motorcycle ride. Put it on your calendar. Sunday, September 1st. We need all the motorcycles we can get. We're going to start out at Budweiser, which is Beechwood Sales and Service in New Berlin, right off of 43. Kickstands up at 10 a.m. We go about 120 miles, end up at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. It's going to be a great day, and hopefully you're a part of it. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are glad you are on board and enjoying today. Man, today's flying by. Just been motoring. Talking a lot of Brewers baseball today. We're back with a lot of Brewers baseball chatter. Brewers tonight taking on the Marlins. Looking forward to it. Can't wait. Got a Wisconsin, Fisher House, Wisconsin board meeting tonight that I'm going to be going to. And then getting out of there and going and watching some Brewers baseball. So, looking forward to this evening. A nice, relaxing night. Hey, speaking of relaxing, he's not relaxing on his career or the laurels from his career earlier. He is wanting to do better. And by that, I mean Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham had his charity event, And helicoptered in, by the way. If you're going to go to an event that's named after you, either you show up on a really cool Harley or you helicopter in. And that's what he did. But he has said that he wants to prove the naysayers wrong. He wants to have that bounce back season. I guess that's to be expected. You know, I mean, I'm sure he wants to have a good season. You know, I'm sure he wouldn't mind one more contract before he calls it a career. There's no doubt about that. He wants to prove a lot of Packers fans that looked at him and went, ah, your better days are behind you after what we saw last season. He wants to prove a lot of them wrong. And I'll take that every damn day of the week. Every day of the week. When a guy comes in with a chip on his shoulder and says, I want to prove you wrong and want to prove the naysayers wrong and the finger pointers wrong, I'll take that. Play with a chip on your shoulder. That's great. Now, whether or not the proof's going to be in the pudding, we'll have to wait and see. But it to me, it bodes well for a guy that wants to come in healthy, the guy that wants to come in and prove something. He wants to prove not only to himself and to agents and other teams and money, but he wants to prove it to the quarterback. He wants to prove it to the fan base that I'm a guy you can depend on and rely upon. So I know it's just words. People get jacked up about it and go, oh, look at it, he's going to have a big year. Well, we don't know. You don't know until, you know, you put the pads on, you're 8, 9, 10 games into the season, and you're injury-free and you're playing well. You know, we don't know. I mean, I think Jimmy Graham has something to give to this team. I think they need to figure it out. I am hoping that Matt LaFleur and Nathaniel Hackett figure it out, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, because they have to scheme for this cat. And it seemed like early on in training camp last year, him and Aaron Rodgers were on the same page. I mean, it just seemed like that was going to be the combination that was going to strike fear into many opponents, and it just never materialized. We saw it, glimpses of it every now and then, and early on in the, remember the preseason, hardly anybody played, but we saw it once. We saw him catch a 20-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers, and we said, aha, here you go. That's the first of many this season. That's the combination. He will become the Bubba Franks to Brett Favre that Aaron Rodgers was looking for when it came to possession and hands in the end zone. It just never happened. So he wants to come back this year and prove people wrong. I think more than anything, probably prove to himself that he still got a lot left in the tank. You can feel like you've got a lot left in the tank, but sometimes your body just says different. So I'm going to be really interested to see how that tight, because I got to be honest with you, that tight end position, for as much as, you know, we talk about Jimmy Graham and the potential that he has, coming into this season, I haven't had a ton of faith in it. And you know, I've got to be honest, Jay Sternberger, to me, has been more of the, hey, I'm going to look over the fence and see what that cat's offering, rather than looking at Mercedes Lewis or Jimmy Graham. And even there's people that said, hey, it should be Jay Sternberger and Robert Tonyan. You know, after what we saw out of Tonyan last year, the ability to run routes and get downfield. So I'm if Jimmy Graham feels he's healthy and ready and wants to prove something, I'm telling you, people, that doesn't do anything but bode well for the Green Bay Packers and for Jimmy Graham and for Aaron Rodgers. So if you get a you know, 50% of what he used to give to Drew Brees, you're going to be happy. So something from nothing leaves something, right? We'll take it. All right, when we come back, we got a lot to get to. Going to talk a little more Brewers baseball. Also, speaking of Brewers baseball, our reliever, Brewers reliever, JJ, Jeremy Jeffress, going to join us coming up here in about 35 minutes. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.